Putting your daughter on the stage is one thing. Letting her play the organ is quite another. Dr. Gerard Gillan is Professor Emeritus of Music at the National University of Ireland and was on the judging panel for this year's Father Frank Marr Music Awards for Leaving Cert students, which was happily won this year by a violinist, Mairead Hickey. I asked Professor Gillan about the competition, choosing an instrument and the lure of the bellows, as well as about Maynooth College Chapel's newly rebuilt Rufati organ, which will be pressed back into service this month.
This is an award for solo performers who are at Leaving Cert stage in their career. They have to be doing the Leaving Cert in the year in which the competition they compete. And it was the brainchild of Emmett O'Rafferty, who is the chairman of Top Security and was a past student of Castleknock College, where the music teacher was quite a remarkable man, Father Frank Marr. And Maher obviously impressed him so very much that he wished to do something in tribute to him. We have lots of competitions, I suppose, the greatest of which is the Dublin Fech Ceoil, which is the gold standard by which achievement is measured. But this is the only competition confined to students of a particular age and particular period in their life, and they are just about to make decisions about the grave, what their future is going to be, and this gives them a lift in that direction. One of the past winners went to Texas to a very prestigious school there, for summer school there, for self-improvement, and another past winner, I think, has used the money to help with fees at the Royal Academy of Music and so forth.
How does one as a child think, I'm going to be an organist?
I think parents might rightly feel that they should consult a psychiatrist if somebody comes up with something like that. I can only speak for myself. I mean, all kids are influenced by the environment. If one's parent or member of a family is involved in an instrument, that tends to immediately bring that instrument into the immediate experience of the kid. And with me, it happened to be my next door neighbour was an organist, and I became friendly with him, and he brought me the organ, and that's how it started. Organists tend to be a bit profligate. They play the organ. There are far more organ recitals, actually. This is one of the paradoxes, than there are piano recitals, if you think about it. As I said, it's quite paradoxical. It's much easier to put on an organ recital than it is a piano recital, because an organ is in a church. That immediately gives you a venue, and it also gives you probably a structure within which the recital can be promoted. So there is much easier to promote an organ recital. And so you find on the continent, and not only on the continent, but in England, and even here to some extent. Look at Dunleary, for example, does a concert every Sunday evening. And that can be done very easily. No two organs are alike. They're absolutely individual. This is part of the fascination of the organ, and I suppose it's also one of the reasons how organists can become colossal bores to other people, because the instrument itself is so... It becomes totally absorbing in its nature. As I said, no two organs are the same. They're all individually crafted. They're made to suit a particular building, to suit a budget. So they're built for a space. So there is a large architectural, acoustical element to an organ as well as a musical one. And this makes them unique in the pantheon of musical instruments. We have a number of very, very good instruments. Just as you have horses for courses. So simply, you also have organs that are suitable to some music rather than another. The organs of the cathedrals, the three cathedrals in Dublin are extremely good. St. Patrick's is, I suppose, the mother of them all. Great big romantic instrument. Then Christ Church Cathedral has a new Kenneth Jones organ, basically. The Pro Cathedral has a great old Victorian instrument, which really is very splendid. And, of course, I mustn't forget St. Finbar's Cathedral in Cork recently had their organ restored by another Irish organ builder, Trevor Crowe, which is quite magnificent. And St. Finbar's Cork can now boast having the largest organ in the country. They have the biggest organ. And in St. Patrick's College, Maynooth, and the wonderful Pugin-inspired college chapel, there is an Italian instrument built by the firm of Fratelli Ruffrati of Padova. This organ was originally built by a German firm called Stahlhuth in the 1890s. And therefore it was an instrument of what we call the German Romantic. Now, it has been now completely restored to be a modern instrument, but of the German and German-French Romantic provenance. So it will be a big symphonic instrument capable of playing, I think, with great fidelity, literature of the 19th and 20th century particularly well. On Sunday, the 27th of April, to be precise, there will be the inaugural recital, which will be given by perhaps the greatest organist in the world at the present time, Maître Olivier Latrie from Notre Dame, Paris. And he is a stunning player and particularly renowned for his powers of improvisation. So this will be a recital that will not just play standard literature, but he will also improvise. And I think it promises to be a very stunning occasion. Very exciting.
Gerard Gillan there, and you heard the playing of Olivier Latrie, and that recital by Olivier Latrie kicks off an international organ recital series at Maynooth's Ruffrati Organ. Details of that from nuim.ie, and we'll also post them on culturefilepod.tumblr.com.